Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is, I've had the station 26 years in a month or two, and we're celebrating our 26th anniversary. We're going to have the oyster and crab motif here for our oyster tour, and the Maryland Lottery has me at Costas having fun. My birthday is 2 weeks from now. We're doing a big birthday celebration at Pizza John's with our friends at Jiffy Lube and eating pizza and cake and all that stuff. But I think about all the years that I've had the station and all the years I've been on the air, 33 years now. I don't know, man. This is a big week. This is really big. The Buffalo Bills are in. The Orioles are going to have home games. It's sort of all or nothing. And a lot of folks get swept up in it. And I love having our guests on and our friends on who love the Orioles. And we'll be there fair or square. And we haven't seen enough playoff games here. Even the sort of like, who are we playing? How many games? What time's the game? I got kids now. I got to get a sitter. I got a job and a business. Wendy Bronfine is, she is our chief cannabis officer, and she comes here and usually educates us and probably will today. She already told me she's dragging and using her own products today, so I'll let her get to that. Wendy, Luke and I get after it with sports and the game and Josh Allen and Sunday Night Football and how's the defense and, is Voorhees playing, like all this stuff, and the WNST tech service is now back out servicing over 6,000 folks. You can join that by texting 410-821 WNST. That's 410-821-9678. Just text join and you get on our tech service. You get our news. Our news service is back. The football team's like struggling and the baseball team's coming. I'm a sports guy, and this is a week where I'm like, you have tickets for the games and you're going down. This is a week where you're going to need some energy, Wendy.
Yes, I know it's I know I'm still kind of a little bit more leaning Orioles right now than Ravens as I watch for them to make it farther and farther,
If we
hopefully.
wake up Monday morning and they're 1-3, like Sunday night's going to be nip tuck the whole way. I'm going to sit and watch football all day Sunday. I'm putting my oyster tour presented by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter in conjunction with our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions that got the chia seeds out of my teeth before the segment. 1-800 Clean Water is the way to find them. Just like the oysters keep the bay clean, they're making me run and getting me hydrated. And I'm telling you, the baseball thing, I keep talking to Luke, and he's a little dour. He's a little like not Rich Dower either. That he doesn't think we can survive the bullpen of the month, right? So we're talking real baseball stuff. Then there's just the enthusiasm of you've got tickets, your family's had tickets from Neighbor Care a million years ago, Memorial Stadium. I've been in your seats for Yankees games. You're the kind of family going to use your own tickets and not just giveaways and whatnot. And it is really a little bit of a slog for all of us to say, is it 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock? What day? All right, is there a game on Thursday? What's the format again? It's three games. So like you're trying to plan next week and you're running a business. So and you got kids. It is a little different this time of year when you want to participate and want to be involved in it because you got to move your schedule around for this.
Absolutely. I know. I can't go the second day, so I'm leaning towards the first, because if you go the third and then there's nothing, then you didn't get anything. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to make it past this round. I just, even if we
Right,
can't go all the way, it's
right.
good for the morale for next year. And there's a bit of consistency that we're building here in terms of our ability to show up and at least make it through a couple rounds of it would be nice.
I haven't talked a lot about this, and in advance of this, and I guess there'll be no advance because boom, we're gonna be playing games, right? Once the football game's over, we're gonna have the hangover on Monday or the celebration on Monday, and there's even a pep rally at the harbor on Monday for the baseball team. So like all of this stuff is happening, but it really does happen really quickly, right? Like in football, you get a week to sit around and think about playing Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger, back in the day, Jerome Bettis, whatever it was. The baseball thing's like, all right, we're through this. Let's go. Game one. We got maybe Scooble looks that way with the Tigers. Maybe by the time people hear this, maybe it won't be. Maybe it'd be the Royals. I don't know. The games better be here. But all I'm thinking is all the games will be here this week. So it's a kind of a weird series. The Orioles have never participated in something like this where they are the home team for three games and just have to win two out of three of them to move on. And they then would probably play New York beginning next Saturday at Yankees. And as Palmer and McDonald pointed out, we do okay against the Yankees when Gerrit Cole's not pitched. So, like, there is a level of home games. We got our pitching aligned. Burns looked good the other day. At least We're missing all of our pitching, but the pitching we have is aligned. And we got players back. Westberg's back and Mountcastle's back. So from a baseball perspective, I can feel good about it. But from a 44, 48,000 people gathering on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, spending a couple hundred bucks, coming down, biting their nails, wearing the orange, being the noise. That's the slogan. Be the noise is the slogan. Are you ready to be the noise? I mean, are you ready? You're low energy. This is where Curio's going to come in. I know. You're going to.
No, I am absolutely ready, 'cause it's just nice to be, in the running. There's just been so many years of not being this team that I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
Well,
And I hope that, that everyone who's there kind of sticks around and maybe, like, it gets a little bit old school. They just want to build their lives here and stay with the team and do something great together.
I think if they put Wild Bill up on the scoreboard, nobody would, get into the O. I mean, the bird does the ORI. So they bring that
Yeah.
part of, because I say to my wife all the time, we never really called them the O's. You know what I mean? Like my neighborhood, like we, it was the Birds, Orioles, whatever. But the "Let's go O's" chant, I've always felt that that's very modern era. Sort of, they like it. There were things that happened at Stadium, the bugle and the charge. When I
Yeah.
think about the things that went from Memorial Stadium to Camden Yards and the next thing, but like the claps, the chants, the cheers, the squirt zone, which somebody's got to explain. I don't understand this. Like, all right, you're all into it. Go ahead.
Right.
That has nothing to do with why I love baseball or the strategy of it or the pitching or all the hardcore Luke and I nerdy. How are we going to win? How's our bullpen going to hold up? Lefty righty matchups. Just all of that. Rested bullpen. Then there's just the I just want to go and yell and I want to wear
Yeah.
orange and I just want Baltimore to win. And really, there's the part where I felt like in my era, in the Ray Lewis era, I would say, the amount of noise that we could generate. Memorial Stadium was really loud. The football stadium was really loud. I think most people would say they've heard Camden Yards get loud a couple of times, but only a couple of times. I mean, the Delmon Young double is the seminal moment where that was the loudest the stadium. Even with Ripken in 21-31, it wasn't like a loud thing. It was more like an homage thing. But the noise and the feeling and the shadows falling and the bunting up, we haven't, I mean, you and I are getting a little older. We haven't had enough of that in our adulthood that it still is really rare and unique. And I think once you take some of your own products on Tuesday, you're going to have a lot of energy by the time you get down there. I think the crowd will, the be the noise thing, the crowd will build the energy. I think it's going to be an exciting environment this week. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even during the season, there's been a decent amount of moments where everyone's standing up. You can, it feels old school. My friends and I have taken to this thing where when something like this comes up and we're thinking about how things used to be, we're like, well, we're from the late 1900s. And so that, as you were saying it, I was like, yes, that's how it was back in the latter half of the 1900s when we were all watching at
Yeah,
a
I've been
different
doing a
stadium.
lot of that, man. I did a segment this week on my television show with Lawrence Taylor and Buddy Ryan that I did here 27 years ago. And it was like, that was last century. And then I did a piece this week on the 40th anniversary of the demise of my first newspaper, the News American, which you may remember as you were a kid. The 40th anniversary of the demise. And I'm doing that, I'm like, that was last century. And they haven't won a whole lot of baseball games in this century in October, and I'm with you. Like, win a game, win a series, extend this thing. Give me, like Bret Michaels, give me something to believe in here. But I'm a believer. I'm the guy in the conversation with Luke around here, and even in I went to the Oyster Recovery Partnership on their big event, The World Is Your Oyster, appropriately named. It was down at the B&O Railroad on Thursday, and lots of my friends were there, State Fair, Fadley's, a lot of our partners, a lot of people I'd had oysters with earlier in the month on behalf of Curio and Foreign Daughter on our 26th anniversary for Oyster Recovery Partnership. I'd love to invite you next year because it was a great event, especially if you
Oh,
like to
nice.
eat, you like it outside, and West Baltimore B&O, indoor, outdoor. It was really a cool thing, but everywhere I went, my hair was down, I'm there, whatever. It was people coming up to me. They weren't like, "Hey, are you worried about the Ravens? How about Josh Allen?" It was all baseball conversation. And I've been doing this a long time. There hasn't been a whole lot of coming up to me asking me who we're playing on Tuesday and, where the tickets are and how exciting it's going to be. We haven't squeezed the juice of the building, right? And I would say, like, that Delman Young thing, it's a decade ago. Like, it was a long time ago. Cal Ripken was last century. All of the
Right.
playoff win last century, 30, almost 30 years ago, since we've really had a lot of fun down there, other than the Delman Young thing. I'm just hoping for some moments.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that when you and I get together a week from now, and we will, you will tell me that you woke up a little, stressed. You good dayed it through. Game started at one. We got a couple runs off Scooble. We're moving. You're going to New York tomorrow because of Yankees, and you got tickets for game one and two up there, whatever. And then the Yankees would be coming here like the week of my birthday. So we'd have all. See, you see me getting excited about it. It's this close. They just got to win a couple ball games. But I hope we get moments. I hope
Yes.
that for you and your hub and the people you're going with, that you have that high five, that hug, that moment where the home run happens, and we're like, yeah, that's why we're baseball fans. And I think as a 56-year-old guy next week, my investment in time and love and money in this is for all my life. I haven't had enough of those moments. This is the time to make the moments, I think, for everybody, for families, for everyone.
Agreed. And if I feel like when you're, as you were saying that, I was thinking like, all summer, I feel like I've just seen people in O's gear more and more that are just like repping in their life. Like last week, we were at the Ellicott City Music Festival, like on Main Street. There were tons of people who were wearing some sort of O's garb somewhere on them. Everyone, I think, is like, they're back, they're happy. And yeah, I think if we can. If we can like make a dent here, then I think we have like a good momentum and
Yeah, Luke's like, we
maybe.
can't win the World Series because of the bullpen. And I'm like, you can win one series, then you can win two series, and then things could happen.
Right.
And, like, getting the
The
players
energy
back has
could
been
be there.
important. The energy. So let's talk some energy. Wendy Bronfein is here. She is our chief cannabis officer. She represents the folks at the Curio Wellness. We would highly encourage you to, do your due diligence and education there. This is why we do these conversations, not just talk Oriole baseball and some rock and roll as well. It's been a fun month. Pearl Jam, Springsteen, that was so last month. We're on to baseball. We're on to like trying to figure out the Commanders. We got to play them in 2 weeks. You and I have talked a lot about products that get you high, don't get you high, things that can fix your GI, things that can help you sleep, which my wife appreciates, and a lot of folks out there as they get a little older, getting a little better sleep and more automatic. But you and I talked about an energy product, and people always say to me, like, I've been accused of being on all sorts of drugs over 56 years with my level of energy. But like, whoa, what are you, are you 5-hour energy? I'm like, nah, I'm like literally water and yoga and good rest. And I eat a lot of legumes and fruits and vegetables. But in my time with you and in the 5 years of doing this, there's so many products that don't get you high. They're not what you would remember from the Cheech and Chong era. This is a medicinal plant. And from an energy standpoint, you literally, before we got on today, you're like, I'm really dragging today. I had this thing happen last night, whatever. And you have products for people like you, right? That are safe, effective, and easy to get, and try it for yourself. And it just really doesn't have a whole lot to do with smoking a product or vaping a product or having the feeling of being high.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I have a baby, and when we went to check on her last night, we walked in to find a bit of a scene in the crib, if you catch my drift. And so then that turned into what we believe is a stomach bug that is now in her. And so it was a long night. But then and so then I thought, you know what? I'm gonna take a good day tablet, which I did just probably right before we started. And I can even I as you were saying that, I started to feel some of it kind of kick in, and it's like
It's because I'm
that,
here. That's my
yeah.
role. And also the thought of Oriole baseball. You know what I mean? The thought of playoff baseball should kick those endorphins in.
Sparkles. Yes. Well, the
Give me an O. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. All right. That's a Curio, right? That's a
yeah.
DO, right? Okay, just here you go. It's this side.
Yeah, no, so it's like that feeling like you get up early for a flight and you feel like your eyes like never wake up. That's and so I feel like
I don't know what that
it's
feels like other than being hungover. And this is really a speech for you. because every time I felt that way the last 10 years, it's involved some other drug like vodka or beer or Guinness or like just to that extra drink. I wake up, that's the feeling I have. Like
Yeah.
I don't ever wake up cloudy. Maybe it's because I eat good stuff and I drink, you know, and like I'm a healthy dude at 56. Thank God for that. But I don't, I, that's a, that's an odd feeling to me to wake up without energy. Cause I've
Yeah.
sort of made, there are days I have less of it and I've been sick before, but most of the time I feel like that's not a product I need all the time. Right. That's not, but for a lot of people and people with babies that have had them up all
Yeah.
night, I know what, I know that feeling. I was a parent when I was young.
Yeah, I mean, so this is like it's almost like I can feel myself shifting back to zero, if you will, right? Like getting like the sluggish is like wearing off, and I'm like, it's almost like I'm like waking up now, where I feel like I haven't been up for however many hours prior to this. But
Well, explain the
without,
product because this is a pill you took, right? I've had the
yes.
gummies before, the Good Day gummies, THCV, correct?
Yes. Well, the gummy that you've had is a different ratio of CBD THC and THCV than the tablet is. But this tablet, similar to the sleep tablet, has the pulse system in it. So it gives you an immediate release and then sustained 3 hours later, you're going to get another pulse. So considering that I was feeling like so sluggish from being up too much last night, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go with the tablet so that I can actually, it can really kind of help me get over this hump versus that chew you're referring to, which would immediately get me there. But I mean, I'm dragging from too many times getting up last night, but now I'm feeling like I'm getting back to square one, which is nice.
Wendy
Cause I
Brown
got to
Fine
get.
is here. She's the chief, chief brand officer at Curio. She's our chief cannabis officer. You were going to say something?
No, it's good. I don't even know now.
Okay. Well, I guess my thought for you is if you're you and you sort of wander into Foreign Daughter at York and Timonium Row, right on York, just south of Timonium, and come in. No medical card. I mean, it's adult use at this point. Come in to try to educate yourself and saying, I'm waking up sluggish. And you say, okay, here's one product that you have. But I mean, the more I come in and over the course of years of knowing you, your family, when it was really more like a GNC in the front part of it
Yeah,
before the cannabis part of it all kind of happened, it really is amazing how many different products, and I say this with love and respect every week, it can be really overwhelming. And I say that as someone who's familiar with the products, having spent tons of hours with you on my own on the internet. My kid is really into research, like so much he could work for you. Like he knows a lot about the plant, and I know a lot of people in my space that know a lot about the plant. But I still think that they're because of stigma, because of my job, this P test, all of those thoughts that have been for 100 years, I mean, before Nixon, that when people come into your place and they say, I'm having this problem, I would need help. Like I love when I come in and talk to some of your folks about little things and say, well, tell me about that. Because I'm doing it because I talk to you every week, not because
Right.
I don't need sleep help. I don't need indica in a general sense. You know, so like some of these things aren't for me. But some of the things I'm like, well, that's new. What is that? And I've even experienced that with your sister. I've seen products and I'm like, what is that? And what I know I've talked to you about tinctures and stuff. It's something I've just never considered. But when I'm in there, I'm considering things that I know it works. I know there's an efficacy. I know it's not snake oil. I know that you put a lot of effort into this, that when I've given my wife a sleeping pill that pulses, it's really worked for her. And I know when I've had your balms really work for me. But then there's things that I don't know about, like waking up tired and what I would do about it, what other options I would have besides that. Because you have a lot of things going on in your place.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of the time when you think about as I'm talking about like needing to have like energy or feel uplifted, people would default to thinking of like quote sativa, right? And I have a sativa strain, and it makes me happy and giggly and elevated.
As opposed to
But
maybe a cup of coffee that would make you jittery, right? Like we've all experienced that, right?
yes, but in this case, you would actually be talking about something where you have the THC, right? So you'd have those those uplifting feelings, but you would still have psychoactivity. With what I used, I don't feel any psychoactivity because while there's THC in it, it's very low and it's being used more so as an activator with the other cannabinoids. So when they're together, they can potentiate each other's effects. And so there isn't, it's more of a, I mean, it is called Good Day, right? So it's more daytime and functional, but not about getting high. And with each word I say, it's getting better.
Well, what the deeper, and I have to start using psychoactivity and high. To me, there, I mean, I'm trying to find the right synonym, quite frankly, for what the feeling of being high would be like for somebody that may have never been high, or maybe just had cough syrup and felt loopy, and think that that's high, right? Or I can't drive, or I wouldn't want to operate anything beyond the remote control, like literally, right? But your case today, just as a mother and up all night, or my cat screams at me at 3 in the morning if I don't feed her, so I get woken up too, right? And I'm 55. I gotta pee all night. I drink too much Liberty Pure water at this point because I'm a hydrated dude. And so I'm up in the middle of the night and I don't have that go back to sleep thing. And I don't wake up. I wake up and make coffee in the morning. I got Royal Farms as a sponsor. I'm a half-half guy. I don't go full caffeine because it doesn't clear my mind. It makes me jittery and it makes me dehydrated in my joints. I feel like I can't type. So these are the side effects of coffee, caffeine, which 99% of everybody in my audience is like, I'm dra my ass is dragging today. I'm going to get some coffee. And then you're like this. And I'm thinking, all right, there are other options. There are just other options to that feeling. And maybe there weren't before, and the option that came along, and this is all due respect to my friends at Royal Farms, even and Wise, 5 hour energy, get that 5 hour, and like that's the worst feeling in the world. That feels like drugs. That feels like not good for me, and it's certainly not good for the ticker. It didn't. I anytime I was ever into any of those type of products, I was one and done with that. Like the Red Bull and like at club. No. That's not for me. So I know the feelings of things that I don't like, and but I think you're offering things that don't provide that. That don't have that other part of this, and I think that's what makes the deeper we get into this a little bit more exciting. That finding a better feeling than jittery coffee in the morning, which we socially accept, or those other things that would have side effects that would, I throw this out because it's been a long time, but there was a kid with the Orioles that his heart blew up literally. I mean, Steve Beckler, many years ago, I knew him from that crap, and I think that you're offering something way different than that. And I want to make note of that for everybody out there.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I mean, I think most people just think they default to thinking about the kind of things we know, like the flower that you can smoke or potentially vape pens or even gummies, but there's a myriad of products available that get more that can get into the more specific places, like we've said sleep, daytime functionality and productivity, sex, body aches and pains. Gut health. So you can really become more targeted with how you're using it. And there's many things that you're using that don't actually make you feel high, depending on their format.
Including what you took this morning. So show me that product again so I can, and literally for anybody out there who's ever gone to Royal Farms or Wise and bought Advil in a, it looks, feels like it's literally just a little,
It's about, yeah. And it's, I mean, like you, it's also scored. So if you wanted to break it in half and take half of it, you still get the same pulse system in each half, but you would have a lower potency of the whole tablet overall. But and the sleep is just like that as well. So if you want to kind of try it smaller and then take on more, you can always do that as well.
you haven't said a word about the Ravens. I mean, by the time people hear this, they could be 1-3 or 2-2. Not you're
I
just going to be
mean,
quiet about them right now.
can we not be 1-3? That would really
Okay,
just
all
be.
right. I just that's all you need to say today.
We have a thing in the office where we all do picks every week, and I'm like a I am I think
A
it's
homer.
probably evident to this audience. I'm not like a crazy like sports fact fan. I'm just a sports fan. So when I go through and I do my picks and I, you know, it's like this team versus that team. Like I look at the some of the data, but then most of the time there's like just this gut feeling of like, oh, like that's so and so is from that. I'll root for their team. Or, you know, oh, it's against the Commanders. No, I'm not going to choose them. There was one that was like the Steelers, and I really like looked at it for a while because I was like, man, I really think they're going to beat this team, but I don't want to pick them. And I mean, I should pick to win, but I really just don't want to pick them. And so I might end up at the end of it because I just won't pick certain teams because of who they are.
Now, that's been my heart and soul in this. So, a little background on me. I've been doing this a long time, and all the rotisserie baseball was going on back in the 90s when I started. Then the football team came in, and fantasy football took off, right? It was the precursor for gambling, right? And everybody had a trophy in a league, and everybody had a draft with wings and nachos and beer. Hey, we're going to, you know, I hosted those parties that, hey, Nasty, you want to be in my fantasy league? No. Hey, Nasty, you want to be? No. My friend, like, I said, listen, I have a fantasy team. This is back when I was giving the Ravens $30,000 a year and traveling all over the world and putting all my schedule together to go ask them questions and present it for the public. I said, I have a fantasy team. They're the Ravens. When they win, I win. When they lose, I lose. So this, you know, that's all I needed for fantasy football. And I'm a guy who's nationally syndicated, talking to football players, all that. People want, they're like, you know a lot about this. You'd be good. I'm like, I know enough to know what I don't know. And I know enough to know I would be preoccupied with beating you eight slobs in my league to win a $100 thing and a trophy when I got stuff to do. I don't need to know who the backup wide receiver for the Cardinals is this week and whether I should start them against, you know what I mean? Like it just, and then Wendy, I had a sports radio station with like 24 hours to fill. I want to do a fantasy show. Or people would call in and say, hey, Nasty, I'm thinking of starting Ben Roethlisberger. I don't care who you're starting on your fantasy team. It's like asking me what you fed your cat last night. Stop. You know what I mean? So the fantasy people, yeah, I mean, I love it. Hey, you're into it. You're winning your league. God bless you. But I just could never play. To me, I had a fantasy team. It was the Ravens, and that's how I felt about it, you know. But people are
I
their
agree.
level of engagement in all of this. I just want the Ravens to play well Sunday night and survive this thing, and I want the Orioles to keep playing. No matter, just keep
Yes.
playing and create some magic for our
Yeah.
people. That's
Well,
all,
the thing that
you know.
annoyed me the other last week about the Ravens was I was like, "Oh, this is the thing we do. We come
Blow
on
leads.
strong, and then they let it get tighter and tighter until we lose." And I'm like, just you gotta stop this habit. It's so painful. 'Cause every time you're like leading like that, you're like, well, they're gonna blow it.
Right. That's what we're all worried about, you know, moving forward here until the defense buckles down. Hopefully they get the thing together. Luke will be out at the castle, also at the game. And then he won't be at the castle on Wednesday and Thursday if they're playing at these times because they don't let me in and we won't have anybody out there. But we'll be at the baseball game. I promise you that. So will Wendy. So will the folks at Curio. So will everybody in the city to stop and everything for a couple days here to enjoy baseball and hang the bunting, watch the shadows move across the field, and hopefully survive this week. It'll be good times. Curio Wellness provides our 26th anniversary coverage. I'm going to erase that 25 and get our oyster and our crab together. Our friends at Liberty Pure have also sent this out for this crazy oyster thing we've done for the Oyster Recovery Partnership, which I learned a lot about on Thursday night at their The World Is Your Oyster Gala, which I'm going to invite all my friends to next year, including our friends from Fadley's and State Fair for feeding my face. I saw Senator Cardin, and I got him the most delicious oyster I've had on the whole tour. Not a sponsor, place in Annapolis. I met the ownership. The Federal House in Annapolis has this crab ceviche oyster, and they featured it on Thursday night, and I made everybody jealous by taking a picture of it. So I'll be making everybody jealous all month long. 26 oysters, 26 ways, 26 days. I'm on day 22 today. I actually had an oyster with my dear late friend Scunny's son from Nacho Mama's, and I didn't know Finn, and I've now had oyster stew and an oyster with Scunny's boy on Thursday. So that was kind of magical if you know my relationship with Scunny as well. So seeing old friends, eating oysters, drinking a few beers, trying to keep it light with my friends at Curio, and also just trying to make sure we get through this month because, unlike Luke, I'm going to beat him up while he's not here. I think they can win the World Series. So there, take that. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I'm never going to let him live that down. We're Baltimore positive, especially if they win.